Yeah, so we're in the middle of places. Tosis says that the Mishnah says the action is special in Magid. So they should know some time. It's also, they say the Poshup Chat in the Mishnah is that we measure the Gid against the Yerech. They said that works well according to Rashi and Kubches, who says by Tipas Cholov Shunokha La Chaticho, even if the Chaticho is Mitzosu B'Techaraitev, nonetheless you measure the Tipa against that chaticha onto which it fell, and not against the whole there. So you measure the kid against the yerech and not against the whole there. But according to the Ri, who holds that even if the chaticha is mitzosu v'techaretiv, you would measure the tipa against the whole there. And the Gemara that says you only measure against the right, the Gemara that says you only measure against the chaticha itself, it's talking about what the chaticha is totally outside of the reitiv. So that's going to the Ri. You'll have to say that by our Mishnah also, you're measuring the gid not against the yerech, but against the kedera as a whole. At kind of places. So this place is somewhat obscure. So let's start with Shita Shashi and they're over there on Kufes. So what do we have? We have a Terashi, El Khatifa, and it's also with the Karaitiv in the back. People's color falls in. So the Gemara says that at the end of the line, says that as soon as the Tipa fell in, he was near a Kisa, so then the Tipa would never really just go into that chaticha, and right away go into the whole pot, and then you would measure against the whole pot. But in the case where that didn't happen, and it wasn't Menara and Mechasid Miyad, so then when the Tipa falls in, it asks the chaticha, and then there's an issue of chaticha nas nevela with machlekes tanoim. If you say chaticha nas nevela now, we pass in chaticha nas nevela, and therefore not only is the whole chaticha become aser, but the chaticha then turns around and asks the other chaticha. If min b'min is not bottled, it'll ask her even if it's elef. If min b'min is bottled, min b'min is shishim, but achabanim. The tifa asks the chaticha. And according to Rashi, all of that Gemara is talking about with the chaticha is mitzosu v'techareitu mitzosu chutzlareitu. And nonetheless, in other words, Rashi Shita is, as opposed to the Ri. With the Ri, maybe we start the other way, because the Ri is the simpler pshat. The Ri says that in a case like this, the tipa has no special yichus to the chaticha. The tipa goes into the chaticha, from the chaticha goes into the bottom of the chaticha, from the bottom of the chaticha goes into the pot as a whole, because the right of this melchit in the whole pot. And it never gets a special relationship with the chaticha, and right away you measure it against the whole pot. There's nothing to talk about. So as soon as the Gemara is talking about a case where the chaticha is on the outside of the right, so then the tifa only went into that chaticha. Later you put it into the right tif. So that's the issue. Chaticha nas in the veil and so on. If you put it into the right tif right away, so then it would right away be mischalik in the right tif. But if you wait, then it's chaticha nas in the veil. So chayr tais the positive shot. I mean, the simpler sheet to understand over here is sheet to satais, sheet to zvi. Because why not? The tifa, after all, goes into the whole. The tipa goes into the whole piece of meat. That's a given. Maybe that means it has been wiped, but we'll talk about that later. But it's a given, according to everybody, that the tipa spreads out into the whole piece of meat. The part of the meat that's submerged is in the reitiv. That will certainly spread out into the whole reitiv. Like any time you have a tipa's skull, if it falls into a... If the whole piece of meat would have been submerged, I mean, that's a given if it goes out from the chaticha into the reitiv. So that's it. So the tipa should. So what's stopping the chaticha? Why should the? We understand Taisa very well. The tipa has an open route that goes into the chaticha, from the chaticha into the reitiv, from the reitiv into the whole pot. So why should I measure? Why should I measure the tipa only against the? Why should I measure the tipa only against that particular chaticha? So this is a machlekes. How to understand? Mordechai in Tovreish Tzadikal seems to say a very strange thing. That Rashi Shita is that when a tipa falls into a chaticha, it stays in the part that's outside of the reitiv, and it never gets to the bottom of the chaticha. And therefore, it's never mischalik into the reitiv. So the shach in in the Orech, the Shach, besides the Shach's Chibur and the Shulchan Aruch, that's his short Chibur. Doesn't seem so short to us, but that's the short Chibur. Then he went a long Chibur on the tour, which in the new tours, yeah. So the Shach in the Orech says that this is very bizarre. Like who told Al Chazal knows to live? Which is what Navi decided, that the Tifa only goes into the top of the piece of meat and doesn't go into the bottom of the piece of meat. Why would that be true? If the Tifa is mispashed in the meat, why should it stop at the water's, like politics, it stops at the water's edge? Why should that be? So that's a very strange Mordechai, whatever. I don't know what's problem with it. The Shach says that the Pshat in Rashi is that the Reitiv doesn't have the power to pull out the tipa. If the tipa fell on the top of the meat, the piece of meat that's on top of the Reitiv. So again, the Reitiv only had if the chatich would be totally submerged, then the Reitiv could pull everything out, not a problem. But here where the tipa is in the top, so a lot of the tipa is in the top piece of meat. And the top piece of meat is outside of the Reitiv. So even though the Reitiv has the power to pull the cholov out of the piece of meat. But the part of the meat that's outside of the Reitiv, that's harder for the Reitiv to pull it out. And therefore we have to assume that a large amount of cholov remained in the top of the meat. And therefore, not only the top of the meat, even the bottom of the meat, because we then turn around and say that this piece of meat asks all the other pieces of meat. Well, at least what he says, the Shach says that the Pshat Chazni says this way as well, that the Pshat in the Rashi is that when the tipa falls into the piece of meat, since the piece of meat is only partially submerged, so but see if these two things, the tipa fell in from the top, didn't fall in from the bottom, fell in from the top, outside of the right. And the piece of meat is not fully submerged in the right of either, so therefore the right doesn't have the koyach to pull the milk out of that piece of meat. And that's Rashi Shita, it's like a give. That's just a fact. The right can't pull the cholov out of the right can't pull the cholov out. Now, in this Havon, that's the Poshet Havon, the Mordechai is very strange. The Poshet Havon, the consensus Havon in Rashi, let's say, is along these lines. That since the Tipa fell into the top of the Chaticha is only partially submerged in the right of, so Shita's Rashi is that, unlike Taisus, says, look, if the Tipa can go into the Chaticha, and if the Chaticha is in the right of, so eventually, by osmosis, everything goes out and disperses evenly. Rashi holds not the way. Since the tipa went into the top of the piece of meat, and it's only the bottom of the piece of meat that's in the reitiv, so the reitiv can't pull the cholov out of the piece of, can't pull the cholov out of the piece of meat. Chaznish points out that that's the part of the poshuta, that's the poshuta sense of the language of the Gemara, Kuchesim Adveis. Because the Gemara Kuchesim Adveis, when it talks about this case, when he wasn't Menar and Mechasa, so the lashon of the Gemara is mitzvah pala, mitzvah lepala. But the piece of meat absorbs the milk, and it's not pala the milk. That sounds like it sounds exactly like this havana. The milk can go in, and it can't get out because since it's not fully submerged, the reitiv doesn't have the power to pull the milk out of the meat. Yeah, now yesh lodin, what does that mean? What does that mean that the reitiv doesn't have the power to pull out the milk? Does it mean it doesn't have the power to pull out the milk at all? And the milk is totally trapped inside the chaticha. What does it mean? No, by the sum of the milk is going to escape. It just means that it doesn't have the power to pull the milk fully and evenly out of the chaticha. Which, according to Tosfos, by contrast, the right that pulls the milk totally out of the chaticha, and then so that by the time you finish, the system is in equilibrium and there's the same amount of milk, the same percentage of milk in the right that has it in the chaticha. It's mispashit b'shavah. Right, that's the Taisus sheet. Taisus holds that you measure against the whole pot because the milk goes into the meat. The bottom of the meat is in the pot. So now you have I guess osmosis is the word. The milk now is mispashed evenly into the whole thing, and by the end of the day, you have an even distribution of milk and the meat and the right. And Rashi holds Rashi holds again either that the milk can't get out of the chatich at all, or maybe that's too strong a way to say it. Don't say the milk can't get out of the chatich at all. But maybe what Rashi holds is the milk of Ara, some of the milk is out of the chaticha, but it's more concentrated in the chaticha. The right that can't evenly distribute it into the pot. There's a large percentage of milk that's trapped in the chaticha, and therefore the chaticha will be us. Therefore, the chaticha will be us. There's an afkamina la halacha between these two versions of saying that the milk is totally trapped in the chaticha, and saying that the milk is not totally trapped in the chaticha, but it's more concentrated in the chaticha than it is in the rest of the pot. Namely, does the chaticha turn around and ask for the rest of the pot? So this I have to preface. We have real chaticha nas in the veil, right? This is a big subject later on in the chaticha nas in the veil. So what does chaticha nas in the veil mean? It means you have, let's say, a regular case, you have a piece of some milk, falls onto a piece of meat, the meat becomes ulcer, then you take that piece of meat, and you cook it up with a bunch of other pieces of meat, and instead of measuring against the original piece of milk, the original drop of milk, now that the chaticha became a nevela, you have to measure it against the whole chaticha. That's chaticha atzma nasa is nevela. So this is a shayla. Taisa asks a kasha. Let's say in the case of tzli. So tzli, how much does tzli asa? And again, many rishonim hold that this is not limited to vasa b'cholam, but chaticha nasa nevela is ruled by all yisur. So let's say a case of a tzli. You know, you tzayla a gid in a yera. So how much is it asa? So Taisa says they tilo. Some Yishanim hold the klipa. See, maybe some hold nothing at all. But let's say it asks for the klipa. It can matter with you. So you have a gid, and it's inside a yerech, and it asks today. Today klipa becomes osir because the tzli is mavliya from the gid. Today is mavliya the time I gid into a today klipa. So Taisa says kasha. Okay, now that today klipa came in available. That today klipa should then asir the next today klipa. That kedei klipa should be nice and time in the next kedei klipa, because who cares that the original gid only goes the time of the original gid only goes kedei klipa, but now that kedei klipa is chaticha nas nevela. That chaticha nas nevela, so now it's also intrinsically that kedei klipa should ask the next kedei klipa, and then the next kedei klipa should ask the next kedei klipa, and then before you know it, it's like a science fiction story. Before you know it, the whole world should be also, because every kedei klipa it should take over the world. So Taisa the Yisai, other Yisraim also this, Taisa the Yisai, they only say Chaticha Nas Nevela to the extent that the original time itself is able to travel. Meaning, you don't need the volume, but even though Chaticha Nas Nevela has this effect that I measure against the Chaticha, not against the original drop. Right? When the drop of milk fell on the meat, so I measure against the whole piece of meat now, not against the original drop. But there's a limitation. You only say Chaticha Nas Nevela as far as there's at least some milk content going in the tarevus. So this piece of meat has the milk content. When this piece of meat gives time to the rest of the other pieces of meat, there's a milk content in there. But if you reach a point where there's no milk content at all, then chaticha nas nevela stops. That's the isoy. We'll see later in Taisus. We'll see in Taisus soon. Remokim she'ein ha'isur yochel lahaloch. So you don't say chaticha nas nevela. So Mela, in the case, in the Rashi's case, Rashi says that the milk is trapped in the piece of meat. To what extent is the milk trapped in the piece of milk? In the piece of meat? Are we saying the milk is totally trapped in the piece of meat? It can't get out at all since it fell into the top? Somehow, the right that can't take it out at all? Then you wouldn't even have chaticha nase is nevela, unless you're menare mechassalator. But if you're not menare mechassalator, and it stays in this kind of situation, if you submerge the piece of meat later, that's perishing the milk. If you're menare mechassalator, then it's chaticha nase nevela. Then the milk will get out because now it's totally submerged. But if it just remains half submerged the way it is, and you're not minare and mechasit, so are we saying, so as long as it doesn't get submerged, the right that can't take it out at all, and the milk is trapped in the chaticha, and the other chatichas will be mutter? Or we say, no, some milk is going to come out, but it's not going to come out evenly, and therefore the chaticha is still osur, you need 60 in the chaticha to mevatel the milk, and if you don't have 60 in the chaticha to mevatel the milk, it'll be chaticha nas in the vela, and it'll last through all of the other chatichas. So this is two opinions in the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe in Sadik Beis Gimel brings a ran that in this case, even according to Rashi, if the chaticha does ask the other chatichas, so some milk is getting out. And he's a guy in the tour that's Smash Manat the way that As long as only half submerged, according to Rashi, the other chatikos will be mutter lagamri. The milk is totally trapped inside of the chatikah. Okay, so this is the simple pshat in Rashi. The kippah's challah falls into piece of meat. The meat is half submerged, and somehow, because the meat is only half submerged, the milk can't get out. Either in the strong version of the story, the milk can't get out at all, or in the weaker version, the milk maybe some of it does get out, but it doesn't get out and evenly disperse. It's more concentrated inside of the chatikah. So Tosfos says that according to Rashi, the Mishnah is good. So he's saying, our Mishnah is good. The Mishnah of Gitch and his Vashal and Mayerach, you can learn from Pshuta, they were only measuring against the Erech, you could ignore the rest of the path. So what's the case? That's the really spell out. What's the case? What's exactly the case that he's envisioning according to Rashi? You have a path, and in the path you have a Erech. So is this the Erech? Is it totally submerged, or is it like a web? Is it totally submerged, or is it half out? L'chaira, it must be half out, because if it's totally submerged, then you don't gain anything by invoking Rashi. What's the difference with Rashi? Rashi only talks about a piece of meat that's half out. If a piece of meat was totally submerged, then Rashi agrees that the right is machalikit into the whole there, disperses it into the whole there. L'chaira, Tosfos must mean that the Yerek is halfway out of the pot. So then it's analogous to Rashi by Tifas Cholot, and that's why, just like by Tifas Cholot, when the piece of meat is half outside, you measure against the piece of meat. So here also, since the Yerek is halfway outside, you measure against the Yerek. Achdut Shuta. So the Chayim may ask, okay, so then Tosfos says it's good according to Rashi, but according to the Ri, it's a problem. Why is the problem according to the Ri? Because the Ri holds it. If it's half submerged, then the time does get mischalic and dispersed into the path. What's the problem? So why can't the Ri say that the case is that the Erech is totally outside of the path? Right. The same way in the Mishnah in Kofes. Tipush and Ofla. Tipush and Ofla. What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Rashi learns the case over there is that it was half submerged. Keep his chalos and not alachaticha. Yeah, that's right. Then it's on. So Rashi learns the case that it's half submerged. And how does the Ri learn the case over there in the Mishnah? That it's totally not submerged. So what's bothering Tosfos? The same way Rashi learns the case over there that it's half submerged, and Tosfos the Ri learns the case that it's totally not submerged. So why can't you say the same thing by the Yerech? Everybody will agree that we measure the Gid against the Yerech, not against the Pat. But Rashi will learn that the Erech is half submerged, and the Ri will learn that the Erech is totally sticking out of the mark. Like, that's how Tosfos says. Tosfos says the Ri is going to have to say that when the Mishnah says in Yeshiva Nois and Tam, it means Nois and Tam against the whole pot, and not only against the Erech. But force Tosfos to say that. The same way according to Rashi, we can say it's talking about the Kimto, that the Erech is half submerged. And apparently that's not so far-fetched, because that's the Kimto and Kuches. So the Ri will say, Hizu Kimto, same way he says on Kofes, that the piece of meat is totally outside. So say over here, the Yerek is totally outside. This cast that Chayim is. But then there's another problem here, which the Chavis Das raises. Where's the Gid exactly? Where is the Gid in this area? In the right of, out of the right of. If the Gid is in the right of, so then who cares that some of the Erech is outside? But the part where the Gid is inside the right of. That's not analogous to the case of Tifas Cholot. In this case, it's in the right of. The right of should be mechalik the tam throughout the evening. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gid run straight through so that?
Whatever it is, but it doesn't go mamash from head to toe, so it's in there somewhere. But whatever it is, does it extend out of the right of, or does not extend out of the right of? So if it's totally inside the right of, so then you didn't get anything. Even according to Rashi, you should be mashara against the whole path. Elamai, the case is that the gid is outside of the Reuter, or at least some of the gid is outside of the Reuter. So then you can't measure against the whole path because it's outside of the Reuter. So then you only measure against the Yerech itself. I asked the Chavis Das, why are you measuring against the Yerech? You have a gid. If it's outside the path, according to Rashi, the Reuter doesn't have an effect of the gid when for the stuff that's outside of the Reuter. So then what do you have? You have a gid in Basar. A gid in Basar is tzli. If you don't consider it to be in the path, you consider that the part that's outside of the path is not, the Reuter can't get to it. So then how is the gid nice and tam in the Erech at all? L'chor, that's the analog of tzli. But how much is tzli aser? Only k'day klipur, k'day netilo. So the gdi, why does the gdi aser the whole Yerech and we measure against the whole Yerech? I keep saying gdi, I mean gid. Why does the gid aser against the whole, why do we measure the gid against the whole Yerech? It's a case of tzli. We should measure the gid against, and the gid should aser k'day klipur and finish. Now, the emesis, not so posh, because we could ask the same question by Tipa. Tipa scholar fell in a chaticha. According to Rashi, that the part that it does not get dispersed into the Marok, into the right of. So why does it ask the whole chaticha? The it's sleep. It's the analog, it's equivalent to sleep. Or for that matter, we could ask him the read. The Ri says the case of the Mishnah is that the Chaticha is outside of the Reuter entirely, and the Tipas Cholah falls into it. So it says in the Mishnah that we measure against the Chaticha. The whole Chaticha. How does the Tipas Cholah get into the whole Chaticha if it's not in the Reuter? We don't look at it as being in the Reuter, so it's not cooking in the Reuter. Then it's Sli. Equivalent to Sli. And by Sli, you should only ask a Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila. So this question is already over there, and this question is asked by Rishayim. The Ran says that even though I said to Shachavad, the Ran says that even though it's outside of the right of, partially outside of the right of according to Rashi, or totally outside of the right of according to the Ri, but it's still within the walls of the path. The walls of the path go up to here. So the it's outside of the right of this piece of meat, but it is in the pot where you have all of the steam collected. And therefore, says the Ran, although it's not the right of Kent, it's not mispassioned into the right of, because it's outside of the right of, but it's not sleep, since it's in this moist, pot environment, so it's like Bishul and the Tip, insofar as the Tip is mispassioned into the whole Chatich. So the Filiran, we can say the same thing over here. The Yerech is outside of the Gid, is outside of the Reuter, but it's inside the Pach. So it's in a cooking environment, and therefore it's the Gid is nice and time into the whole Chaticha. However, Pesach and the Mordechai and the Rashba, they say different Eretz, and they say that the answer is because Cholov is mefapeya that cholov is mefapeya into the whole chaticha. Cholov is mefapeya into the whole chaticha. By its nature, Tosfos Hapuk Kuches says the cholov is mefapeya, and the lashon mefapeya we have for the Agamar in regard to chaylev. Tosfos Kuches that the same thing as cholov. Cholov is mefapeya into the whole chaticha. What does that mean exactly? Tosfos says a bunch of Rishonim say it. The Goyim in Kufhei Membeis, the Goyim brings a machlokes Rishonim within this school that the Cholov is mefapeya. What does that mean? He says that the Mordechai learns that it means that Cholov is mamish like chaylev. Cholov is a dove shaman. Shach is meisiv because the Cholov has butter fat. Right. If you don't understand, unless it's skim milk, the cholov has fat content. So the cholov is a dove shaman. So the cholov is the same as chaylev, and the chaylev is mefapei into the whole chatich. But that's a very big chiddush because it comes out that if cholov is exactly the same as chaylev, so the cholov of here is mispashit into the whole chatich, but it's not mispashit me chatich l'chatich. That's a given in the Mishnah. this piece of meat becomes also, I don't see the cholev is then mefateh to the other chatichos. So it'll come out of chiddush din that cholev is not mefateh mechaticha lechaticha. But the other Rishonim writes beferish, the Rashi writes beferish that cholev is mefateh mechaticha lechaticha. So the Gaon says that the Rashba holds that cholev is like cholev, but not entirely. It's like cholev that is mefapeya, but it's not like cholev that it should be able to mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha. It's like cholev that it's mefapeya le'isa chaticha. And then the shach there in shach that I sent you in Sarakei Gimel says a little bit of a different variation on this theme, and the shach says. The Shach says the fact that the cholov is fat, because yes, if it's fat, it should go mechaticha lechaticha, but rather since it's a liquid, plus it's in the steamy environment of the pot, so together those two factors together make it that it's mispashet in the whole chaticha. So it's like the Ran that it's because it's the steamy environment of the pot, but with a variation, only because it's a liquid. If it would be a solid, it wouldn't work. And some of Havana is, since it's a liquid, so it heats up from the steamy environment, so now this liquid becomes like a reitim and it's mispashet in the whole chaticha. Maybe it's more than that. I don't know, but that's what the Shach says. It's the liquid plus the steamy environment. Anyway, kach, you see that the Mefarshim over there on Tzadikei, on Kufches rather, the Rishonim and Kufches, are busy with the shaila. Why does the cholov, if it's outside, if the piece of meat is outside, partially outside according to Rashi, totally outside according to the Ri, so why? How is the cholov mispashet in the chaticha at all? It should be like sleep. So they answer either according to the Ram that it's the steaming environment, or according to Tosfos, the Rashba, it's because cholov is mfateya, and then the Shach has a kind of syrup that it's a liquid with the steaming environment, so that's how it works. What if it wasn't cholov? What if the thing that fell on top of the bosa was a solid piece of pork? So, and again, the same case. It's how the bosa is partially out of the meat or fully out of the soup according to Rashi, fully out of the soup according to Tosfos, and a little piece of chazer fell on top of the meat. So, would the piece of chazer asir the whole chaticha or only kedei netila or kedei klipa? So Shulchan Aruch says beferish that it only asks kedei klipa or kedei netila. No, it's like sleep. Says the Shach, why is it different in the case of tipus cholov? So he says with his nusach, because tipus cholov it's a liquid with a steamy environment, and there it's a solid. We could say with Tosfos nusach that cholov is fatty and the piece of chazir is not fatty. But if Kaponim says beferish that it says in Shulchan Aruch at least. You know, the rat, I don't know, the rat holds it in a steamy environment. It's like Bishul. So according to the rat, the chaz is also in a steamy environment, so it should be like Bishul. The Shulchan Aruch apparently doesn't pattern like that rat. Or at least holds, or maybe holds that rat is only true in a steamy environment, but that's only true by a liquid, maybe even the rat only said it by a liquid. I'm not quite sure. But Al Kaponim says Befer, so it's in Shulchan Aruch it says Befer. The Shach, start like this. We can start from the other end, from the Shulchan Aruch. Right? If we were just learning Shulchan Aruch, we'd start the other way, the other end. This is Steven Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that by tipas cholov it fell in a chaticha, it only asks the chaticha. Say, according to the Ri, if the chaticha is out of the soup, according to Rashi, even if it's partially out of the soup. And when it comes to a piece of chaz that fell in the meat, the Shulchan Aruch says that it only asks kedei netila. So what's the difference between a tipas cholov and a piece of chaz? Answers the Shach. Either because the milk is fatty, but the Shach doesn't like that because to have then it should go mechaticha lechaticha, or because the steamy environment with the liquid makes it to go. But a kaponim, that's the Dovah Muskim Shulchan Aruch, that a solid thing will only ask a kedei netil. So what's the git? The git is solid. So the git is like the piece of chazer. So Lashav, the Esther Chavez asks, where exactly is the git? If the git is in the soup, so who cares if the erech is out of the soup? And if the git is out of the soup, then it's sli. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a piece of chazer falls on top of the piece of meat, it only asks kedei klipa. So this git is like the piece of chazer that fell on top of the chaticha, so it only asks kedei klipa. But in the Mishnah says that it asks the whole yerch. So Milanishuk, what's the case? This is the kasha of the Chavis Das. Tzadik Beis Vov. So he says, answer the shach. That the oilam, the gear, is inside the right. It is inside the right. Taisus means that Rashi holds that just like the roitiv, if the piece of meat is only partially submerged, the roitiv doesn't have a koyach to be moitzi a tipus cholo that fell on the top, at least to be moitzi it evenly. So hu adin, if the chiyerek is only partially submerged, the roitiv doesn't have the koyach to be moitzi the tam of the gid, which is locked inside of the air. Kavdas himself says, but that's what he says. That's the rule. When the piece of meat is totally submerged, then the roitiv has a lot of koyach. When the piece of meat, when the erech is only partially submerged, then just like it would keep his chalav up here, the roitiv would be able to get at it, and he might see disperse it evenly into the zoo. So likewise, if the gid is, since the gid is not on top, the gid is down here, but the gid is locked up inside the erech, so since it's locked up inside the erech, and the piece of and the erech is only partially submerged, so somehow the roitiv can't get at it. Since the roitiv can't, if it was totally submerged, it could, but if it's not totally submerged, it can't. And the roitiv is not able to get at the gid, and therefore the gid is locked up inside the yerech, and it asks, and you measure against the yerech and not against the soup. Adkan, that's how the Chavos Das deals with this. He says himself that it's a bird. So this is all, we're taking all along the same line. This is all, we're taking, basically working with the Havon and Rashi, which we saw in what the Shach said, we said at the very beginning, that the Pshat and Rashi is that since the piece of meat is only partially submerged, somehow the Reitiv can't get at the Tipus Cholov. So now we have a Chavos Das problem. So what's the case over here? If the Gid is down inside the soup, if it's not inside the soup, it should be sleep. And if it's inside the soup, why can't the Reitiv get at it? It's fully submerged. So we have to have an extra variation. We have to have an extra knesh. That since the piece of meat is not fully submerged, not only can the right to not get at the deepest hollow that fell on top, but since the piece of, but even if the yerech is partially submerged, and the gid is totally submerged, somehow the right to can't get at the yerech, can't get at the gid, which is locked up inside the yerech, since the yerech is only partially submerged. So it's a whole physics here. How is it problem? There's a Tosfos HaRosh. Says, he brings this Machlokes Rashi, the Rini, he brings like we have in Tosfos. But then he goes on and he says the following. He says that from here, Talmidei Rashi, from Rashi's sheet over here, Talmidei Rashi took out the idea of Issur Dovok. That if an iser is attached to a chaticha of heter and it falls into a soup, you measure against the chatichas. You can't measure against the whole soup. You have to measure against the chatichas. So, for example, if you have a chicken, and in the chicken is a heart wasn't taken out. Heart's attached to the chicken, to the wall of the chicken, and the heart was not salted, cut up, open, and salted properly. So then. You measure the heart is awesome. So not only you don't measure the heart against the soup as a whole, that's what you would think. Chicken was cold, everything was cold, you threw it in the soup. You should measure the heart against the whole soup. Because it's totally submerged. The chicken's submerged, not half. The chicken is totally submerged in the soup. So Talmidei Rashi said, no, there's a yesod called Issur Dovok that says since the heart is dovok for the chicken, so it asks you have to measure the chicken estimate a lot. You need 60 times as much chicken as there is heart. In other words, I assume that the issur that's in the heart, the dam that's in the heart, is not mispashed evenly into the whole kedera, but rather it's concentrated in the chicken. And therefore you need 60 times as much chicken to be mevatel the tam of the tam, otherwise the chicken is also. Then once the chicken is also, chatichah nasa veil, and of course the last of the pap as well. The question is, what does one thing have to do with the other? What have they see that over here? All right, that's interesting. You saw it. It's brought down malach. It's a dovok. What does that have to do with anything that we saw so far? Tifus cholov. It's a dovok. Not it's a dovok. Tifus cholov. The issue is the meat's partially submerged. Since it's partially submerged, the right that can't get at the tifus cholov that fell up on top. And by us also, the Chavos Das explained, since the yerech is partially submerged, the right that can't get at the yerech at the gid, which is locked up inside the yerech. What does all of this have to do? These are all partially submerged issues. That when the thing's partially submerged, the right that somehow can't get it. It has absolutely nothing to do with the concept of Isser, with the concept of Isser Dovuk. Where did Tamidi Rashi see anything about Isser Dovuk in all of this discussion? Got my sister in Torah, the Isser Rashi. You know, as a rule, also, Hilchos Kinah Moshe Tov Nun Beis. As a rule, says first he brings the din of Gid, and that Rashi learns the Mishnah. The Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah is that you measure against the Yerech, not against the whole path. And the first thing that the Azirul says is, he says, from here you see it's a dovok. Because the Giranoshe is Dovuk in the Yerach. Yeah, by the way, that's a kasha also in Tosafos. If there really is a concept of Dovuk, then the Gid is certainly Dovuk in the Yerach. So who cares if it's Sabur, not Sabur, the Issa Dovuk? Why not just invoke directly the concept of Issa Dovuk? Right? Tosafos says, Rashi, Tipus Cholov, it's partially Sabur, so that's why over here you don't say you measure against the Yerach, not against the Pat. Forget all of that. That the Yerach can totally submerge, but it's an Issa Dovuk. If indeed there's a concept of Issa Dovuk, that should be the explanation. Forget. So why get involved with Tipus Cholov at all? So now Zeruah says that's how Zeruah starts. Zeruah starts off, doesn't talk about submerge, not submerge. He says there's a concept of Issa Dovuk, that's the Pshat and Gid. The Gid asks the Yerach, and I don't measure against the path, I only measure against the Yerach, because the Gid is Dovuk in the Yerach. So therefore the Tama Gid is more concentrated in the Yerach than anywhere else. You have to measure against the Yerach. But then there's who goes on and says, another right to the concept of Issa Dovuk, because of the din of Tipus Cholov, because of the mission of Tipus Cholov, where Rashi learns that the Tipus Cholov, that the piece of meat is partially submerged. So you see also the concept of Issa Dovuk. And then he says, but the Ri is Chaylik of Rashi over there by Rashi, the Ri is Chaylik. So according to the Ri, there's no concept of Issa Dovuk. And therefore, you have to say that in our Mishnah, you measure the Gid against the whole path. Again, you see in the Azarua, he's making some kind of leap from Issa Dovuk to the issue of the piece of meat that's partially submerged. Like he seems to think the two things go hand in hand. That if you hold from Issa Dovuk, then you can hold like Rashi and Kuches. But if you don't hold like Rashi and Kuches, you don't hold from Issa Dovuk. What does one thing have to do with the other? What does this case have to do with this Adobic at all? This is an issue of can the right to be Maisi Tam from a piece of meat that's partially submerged have absolutely nothing to do with this Adobic. The Arsarul learned up that this halacha, Rashi's halacha, which says his disputes, that the Tipas Cholov asked the Chaticha, and you measure the Tipas Cholov against the Chaticha when it's partially submerged, and not against the whole path, is somehow connected to Rashi's Shita of Isadobic. And if you hold like Rashi, then there's a concept of Issa Dovuk. And if you don't hold like Rashi, then there's no concept of Issa Dovuk. And that's not at all obvious. What mind should we take to our Sina?
Says that it gets fully submerged.
Right.
There you see
Yisrael Dovuk, no? But Chavdas blames it on the fact that the Yerach is only partially in the water. Right. If the Yerach would be all the way in the water, the Chavdas says that about the time it would come out.
And why not?
It's a din, the right div only. Why not? What do you mean? It's Yisrael Dovuk. The din of Yisrael Dovuk is even if the chicken fell totally into the tash. That is another rule. There's another nature also, which we haven't seen so far in Tosis. The Azarua said, I don't have the Azarua in front of me, but the Lashon of the Azarua is, yeah. The Azarua, when he quotes the Rashi over there, Kuches, Rashi Shita about the piece of meat being partially submerged, Mashman Azarua, that he thinks that the main thing in Rashi is not so much that the piece of meat is partially submerged. That's not the main deal. The main deal is that according to Rashi, he says, there's a different shot in near the kiso. Because remember, the Gemara says that this halacha that they said that when the kippa falls onto the piece of meat, you measure against the piece of meat. You only measure against the piece of meat, not against the pot as a whole. That's only if you were not menar or mechaser right away. But if you were menar or mechaser right away, then you would measure against the whole pot. So the Gazarua says that that means something different according to Rashi than it does according to Tosfos. He says, according to Rashi, and he reads it, the language of Rashi really is that way, that to be menar means to stir it up b'koyach. And to be mechaser means to put the pot of the cover on in such a way that the soup boils up to the top of the it boils up, so that it boils up to the top, like there's some kind of thing, like it makes a geyser. Whereas according to the Ri, that the piece of meat is totally out of the soup. So near Rikisha just means that he pushed the piece of meat down, that it was in the soup. Or Kisa means that he covered it in such a way that the steam comes up and now it's like it's in the soup. But not that he was menar b'koyach, or that the water bubbled up. According to the Ri, there's no reason to, you don't have to say that that's the pshat. And this is also very obscure. What does he want? What does one thing have to do with the other? I mean, fine, there's machlekes to Ri and Rashi about what's the translation in the Ri Kisa. What does that have to do with the machlekes about whether the piece of meat is totally submerged? They're only partially submerged. Like, it's another non sequitur that seems to be built into this Arzura. I think the most productive thing to be would be that I'm going to leave you with Arzura. And just maybe somebody just try to work on it instead of I'll just tell you already, maybe shot. I think we should be a gay on this Arzura for tomorrow a little bit. But let's try Arzura. There seems to be two non sequiturs. He's connecting the dinner of Tipas Cholov to Issa Dolok. Not at all. What is Tipas Cholov? But it's partially submerged, not partially submerged. That Machlekes Rashi and the Ri. Some of that's connected to the issue of Issa Dolok. That non sequitur we have in the Taisa Rosh also. And then the Arzura has another non sequitur that he seems to say that somehow Rashi Shita, that near Vekiso means that you Menar B'Koyach, or that the sewer that you mechased in such a way that the whole soup bubbled over, that that's connected to Rashi Shita, that the piece of meat is partially submerged, and connected to Rashi Shita, there's a concept of Issa Dovah. Also, what's not very not clear, how do two things connect? So maybe I'm going to give you two that as homework. Think about a little bit what's shot in the Azura. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and then we'll go right there on to the next place.